Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud in Eraisa is Psachim Daf Yudches Amud Aleph. Psachim Yudches Amud Aleph. We left off at Ibailu Yudzain Amud Beis, five or six lines off at the bottom of the page. Ibailu, just to get our bearings, we had just finished off a discussion. We're, of course, continuing the topic of Tumas Mashka. We had just finished off saying that although we assumed initially that Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that Tumas Mashka is Daraisa and therefore would be Matama, Eichlin, and even Kalim, we said that no, Chazabar B'dibus Chazer, and Tumas Mashka is only Durabun. Tumas Mashka is only Durabun. It's the, at least certainly this that is Matama Kalim is only Durabun, not on a derived level. So the morning I was a Shaila, how far was this Chazara? This that we said B'dibus Chazer, to say Tumas Mashka is not fully Duraisa Lagabe Kalim and Eichlin, is it still a din of Duraisa Lagabe Eichlin, and only Lagabe Kalim it was downgraded to Durabun, or even Lagabe Eichlin? Says the morning inside, Yibayalu. Mekalim Hadabe was Rabbi the Chazer from the din of Tumas Mashkin Lagabe Kalim, that he said that's not Daraisa. Aval Eichlin, Ba'eichlin Lagabe Eichlin, he agrees, Kerabesi Rab Shimon's Vilay, Gus Rabesi Rab Shimon, who say that there is a din of Tumas Eichlin, that Mashka could be Matam Eichlin on a Daraisa level, a Dilma Lagamri Hadabe Kerab Meir. Or no, Rabbi the Chazer and Ganson told like a mayor that there's no din Tumas Mashka Bechlal on a Daraisa level, even Tumas Eichlin is only on a rabbinic level. I'm Rab Nachman Beitzer. Tashemal is being a raya from a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Parah that's actually going to lead us. This raya being from the Mishnah, or the Mara's deflection of the raya, I should say, is going to lead us to a very relevant topic of discussion. Halach L'maisa, it was more of a discussion in the Peskim, Gedei L'Peskim, around 30 years ago, but still relevant, very much so today. Let's see. Tashemal, we learned in the Mishnah in Parah. Parah Shashas Mechatas. A Parah, this Parah, a Parah Tess. A parah that drinks from mechatas, drink parah dim waters. We know parah dim waters makes whatever comes in contact with it, it gives off tumah. A parah drank parah dim waters, and then within 24 hours, we're not talking about the parah dim itself, istame parah, she eats, drinks, I should say, parah dim waters, and then within 24 hours, while we assume this parah dim waters, the mechatas waters are still in the stomach of the parah, it shechted. Basar tame, the basar is tame. The basar which comes in contact with that mashka, with that mechatas waters, is tame. So you shech the parah, now you take out the meat, the meat's gonna be tame. Rabbi Yehuda Emer Tapov, Yud Chasman Alef, Bim Batlub Meha. No, it's batl in the stomach of the cow. It's batl in the cow's stomach. Now, if you hold that Rabbi Yehuda is only chayzer from the ability of mashka to give tumas kalim, that we say is only darabanan. But lagabe eichlan, he still holds avav eichlan kerbeis rishimis filei. That what? That mashka still gives off tumah at the right level. Am I baldum meyer legamri? Why would you say that the water in the stomach of the cow is batal and gansen and won't give off tumah? Nihida tumah chamur le'mitamo. Granted, it won't give off tumah chamura. Why? Because you'll say the part of the water is in the stomach of this animal. And by the way, we're talking about in the stomach of a para, punk symmetry, lav dafka, in the stomach of any animal. The part of the waters that was drunk by any chulun animal is no longer fit for, to be nizrek, to be used for paradum waters. Since it's no longer fit to be paradum waters, maybe lose the status of being an avatama to make the baser a rishon tumah. So nihilu tumah chamura, it won't have, if you hold the gabesi of Shimon, that mashka gives off, that Mashka is able to give off Tumah, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, that Mashka is able to give off Tumah, so I might butlum and mail a gamri, need a Tumah Chamura lemetamu, Tumah Kalami and Nitmu. Granted, it won't have Tumah Chamura, but let it at least have Tumah Kala, let it at least be a lower level of Tumah, let it still have. Says Gemara, you're right. Answer number one is, my butlum and mea. I'll tell you that Rabbi, so the more we'll say there's a raya, that according to Behuda, the din of Tumas Mashka, that he was Chazer, that Tumas Mashka doesn't give off Tumas, not just by Kalim, even by Eichlin doesn't give off Tumas, and that's why the Mechatas waters in the stomach of the animal will not make the Basar Tame. So the Mura says, you're right. My Batlu, Bameyanami, I'll tell you that Rabbi Behuda was only Chazer from Mashka being Mitame, Kalim, he holds that Mashka could still be Mitame Eichlin. And over there in the Mesechtas Parah, in that Mishnah, Itaka just means that it only will downgrade from a tumah chamura, but it still will have a tumah kala. My balum mea nami. When it said that the water is mechatas water is batum in the intestines of the cow over there, it means balum tumah chamura avu tumah kala metamu. It doesn't mean that's batal gansen. It's batal from a tumah chamura, but a tumah kala will still be in effect. Ask the Gemara. That doesn't jive. Why? Because let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah started off Tanakam had said that what, that it makes the baser tameh. Kamel Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not Tameh. And we're explaining Rabbi Yehuda saying it's not Tameh means it's not Tameh a Tumachamura, but Avad is Tameh Tumachala, which means the Tanakhama holds, when he said Tameh, it's Tameh Mamish a Tumachamura. Ask the Gemara, that's not the Mashmais of Tanakhama. Michal, Tanakhama Sarah Tumachamura, Nami Mitamo. You tell me Tanakhama holds that's Mitamah even Tumachamura. Habasara Tameh Tani. The Lashon of Tanakhama is, the Basar is Tameh. Sounds like the Dafka Basar is Tameh, which means only Eichel could be Tameh, but other items, let's say Kalim Adam, would not become Tameh. If it was still Tumah Chamur, if it's still Mamish Paradum waters, still retaining their status to give of Tumah, it could be Tumah Adam and Kalim as well. The fact that we're saying Besara only the Basar is Tameh sounds like it's only a Tumah Zeichlin. Sounds like it's a weaker Tumah. So even the Tanakhama that was saying it's Tumah was talking about a weaker Tumah, and Rabbi Yehuda was arguing on that weaker Tumah and saying you don't even have that, which sounds like Rabbi Yehuda was saying that you don't have Tumah at all. So the Chariah back to Araya. The Mar says, back to Raya, the Rebbe holds that Tumas Mashka doesn't give off Tumah at all, Sai to Kalim, on a Dreis level, Sai to Kalim, or even to Eichlin. The Mar says, no, I can tell you that there's no two Shitas in the Mishnah. It's all one Shita, Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda, the Tanakhama, Rebbe Yehuda is the Rebbe Yehuda as quoted in the Mishnah as well. And he's saying two separate statements, but it's all the same Tana. What's he saying? We'll say outside, then we'll say inside. First, he's saying that Lagabi the Basar, there is Tumah, because it's Tumas Eichlin. But be medayik, like you, like we medayik in Tanakhama, only Basar, only Eichlin Tumah have. Kalim and Adam will not be Tumah. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that once in the stomach, it's this battle, the Tumah, the ability to give Tumah to Eichlin, to Adam or Kalim, only retains the ability to give Tumah to, only retains the ability to give Tumah to Eichlin. Let's see it inside. We're basically just reinterpreting the Mishnah apart to be all Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Kul Rabbi Yehuda, it's all Rabbi Yehuda. V'chsu mechz v'chtani. And it's missing. Kul Rabbi Yehuda. Here's after reading the Mishnah. Parsha Shasa Mechatas Bzar Tameh. A bar that drinks Mechatas waters, the Basar is Tameh, Bamedva Mamurim Tumakala. But what type of Tumah? Dafka Tumakala, and Dafka only Betumas Echlin subject that Tumah, because it's a Tumakala. But Avzum Chamura, a Tumah Chamura which would be reserved for Adam and Kalim, which would be the only case that could be Tama Adam and Kalim, would be a Tumah Chamura, storing a level Tumah, like retaining the shame of a Tumah, that doesn't exist. Lai, why? Not a separate Shita. Share Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, it's Re'ul, Rabbi Yehuda speaking, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Batlum Mea, because the Mechatas waters are Batlum Mea. So essentially, we're coming out now, we're deflecting and saying, Rabbi Yehuda holds that he was, Rabbi Yehuda himself was Chazer from the fact that the Mashka can give Tumas Kalim, but he still holds that Mashka can, yes, have Tumas Eichlin, and by the case of Paraduma, therefore it'll be Metama the Basar, but not be Metama Adam or Kalim. Rav Ashi Amar, and this is a big basis for a conversation, Lagabe Veal, Rav Ashi Amar, and La'ilam, Ba'lub Me'el, Lagamri, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mechatas waters are Ba'lub Me'el, Lagamri, for a separate reason, you are bothered that if Mashka is Matame, why is the Paraduma waters in the stomach that, of this animal that drank it, why is it not giving off Tumah to the Basar or to other things? Because the liquid, once it goes into the animal's stomach, it becomes Saruach, it's spoiled. It's not just puzzle to be used as Mechatas waters. It's totally, it becomes disgusting, putrefied. It's a different entity. It no longer retains its original status of Mechatas. And therefore, it will not be able to give off Tumah, Sai for Adam, Sai from Eichlin even, and certainly not for Kalim. And it's not a riot Tar Sugya B'chal, it's a different issue over there of the item in the animal stomach becoming, so to speak, becoming Batal. So on this idea that something in the animal stomach becomes Batal, this Lushan that our Gemara uses, Mishum the Mishum de Havili, Mashka Saruach, it's really a famous discussion in the Ramah, in Yeridea, in Simon Samach, he discusses, what if an animal is fed non-kosher food? An animal subsides, what if an animal is living off non-kosher food? Is it mutter to eat that animal? And the Ramah brings the yes, it's mutter, because this idea, the non-kosher food is a spot to forget about the concern of eating the food, the non-kosher food that the animal consumed. Right, we have an issue of chametz on Pesach. If the grains of wheat are still intact in the animal's stomach, in the bird's stomach, that could be a concern, because over there the grain's still intact. But the point is, in general, we're not talking about eating that food. We're talking about the animal itself. Do you say the animal's considered not kosher because it was living off non-kosher food? And the halacha Rama brings this, no, the animal's kosher. Why? Because the food is a spatel in the stomach. The food the animal eats is a spatel in the stomach. So even if the animal subsides off non-kosher food, as long as the animal itself is a kosher species of animal, one can eat such an animal. However, the Rama speaks out, what if the animal subsides strictly on non-kosher food? Example, let's say it's a kosher animal, and for some reason this kosher animal was nursing from a non-kosher animal. Right? Weird case. You have a nice, beautiful kosher sheep, and it was nursing nursing is pick a wild case from a lion. It was nursing from a lion. So it's, and that's where it's getting all its nourishment. The Ramah says if it gets all its nourishment from a non-kosher animal, that would be a problem. Comes along the Shach says, no. The din of our Gemara, the concept is that the food, that non-kosher food, is bottle, it's gone, it's history. Who cares if this kosher sheep got all its sustenance from a non-kosher animal, even if all the sustenance came from a non-kosher animal, since the sheep itself is kosher and the sustenance is all gone, it's been absorbed, bottle nisrach, in the body of the sheep, therefore it would still be kosher. Adds the shach, however, if the sheep, in our example, was subsiding, if it's kol yanikeh, all of its nourishment was from isr hana, that's different. Isra hana is not just not kosher. You can't have hana, something which is hana. So then we say, since its entire essence, its entire being came about via isra hana, then it would be usher. What's the classic case of isra hana? Basar v'chalav. Let's say a sheep, an animal, is getting all its nourishment from basar v'chalav. That would be a problem, the Shach agrees, because its whole essence is based on isra hana, and therefore the isra hana would remain. If Shach says it's mixed in some isra hana, some non isra hana, then it'll still be mutter. Supreme Gadim is machriya el lechatchila. We should buy an animal that is, we should not buy an animal that kol yanikeh is from iser, not forget iser hana, first, even from, let's say, from a non-kosher animal. If all of its feed is non-kosher, you shouldn't buy a lechatchila like the Ramah, but b'diavad you can be samech on the Shach that we say it's batel and therefore it's mutter, unless, like we said, the Shach himself says, if it's iser hana, then it'll be aser. That's the lech lemaisa. The Birim HaGadon is mechuia in between. We had the idea of mechuia a couple of years ago. Here we have, that was in the Amaram. Here we have the Birim HaGadon, that was the Tanaim, I should say, that was Tanaim. Here we have the mechuia in the Birim HaGadon mechuia between the Shach and the Ramah. Okay, so why is this relevant? I mentioned before, relevant to veal. So veal is was a big shaila in the Gedei LePesachim. Veal is essentially a baby cow that is left not to get muscular, not to develop. And the idea is that since it's a baby, and they actually used to cage it and not let it move around too much, and feed it very foods that would fatten it up, it would be very considered a very soft, tender type of meat. There's a way to create a soft, tender, fatty type of meat. That's what veal is. So the question is there any concern with the veal being kosher? So before we get to our question, related to our sugya, there was two other concerns that the place can discuss. Ramesh discussed this issue of tzar balchayim. By buying veal, is it considered tzar balchayim that the animals are being caged, they're not left to develop properly, and by supporting the concept of buying veal, are we supporting the issue of tzar balchayim? So Ramesh decides ultimately that since animals are there for humans, he writes it's definitely a concern, but since animals are meant for human and it's being done for human purposes, we don't call it tzar bal chayim, as long as it's not considered mamash torturing the animal, as long as you don't know the animal is being tortured, you don't call it tzar bal chayim, even if it's not the best thing, it's not the healthiest thing for the animal, it's still not called tzar bal chayim, and especially if it's being done, you know, your animals are meant to be used for human purposes, for the purposes of human, right? Not like what much of society is trying to push towards today of animal rights and all that. Animals are meant for the purpose of human, as long as it's not outright painful for the animal, full tabachim, even if those certainly not healthy or good for the animal, that would be L'chira, still be permissible, but that is one issue they tackle, tzar bal chayim. Another issue the place can tackle is the animal a treifa? By keeping the animal in a cage and by force feeding it very fatty foods, the animal, there's a whole discussion with, at a certain point, the animal reaches a stage that it wouldn't be able to live a year. It wouldn't be able to live another year in this state because it's just so unhealthy, it wouldn't be able to live it a year. Maybe you could train it back and wean it back to health if you would stop treating it this way, but the way it's being treated is it creates a higher propensity to have a status of tarfus, to be a trefa. That is actually another discussion why some people would want to refrain from veal. So you have tzar bal chayim, you have the issue of tarfus. But a third issue, again, the place of lemaisa, again, many paiskim, some taka don't eat it, some are aser, but most paiskim are still matir. But a third separate issue that came up, and this is a big topic of a conversation with OU, that is that they used to feed, part of the feed, the animal, to fatten up, was actually a feed that consisted of basar v'chalav. It was a very specific feed that consisted of basar v'chalav that was used to fatten up the animal, and because it's basar v'chalav is asma ana, so you can't benefit, you can't have ana from basar v'chalav. If that's the primary food you're giving to the animal, it should be aser because its primary sustenance is aser, not stam aser achila, aser ba'ana. And that'll be aser even according to the Shach. Parmigad Lamais would say it's aser even with the Eved. So what are you going to do? So actually, though, you, back then, I mean, still is, though, you, one of the main leaders, that this story goes back many years, was Rabbi Ganak Shlita, and he went to a lot of the places. I'm not sure if he went to all the places. I don't know how he could track down all the different places, but he went to a lot of the places where they created this feed that was meant for veal, meant for the farmers would use to create the veal, and he convinced them to do it in a way where it wouldn't be basav v'chalav, exactly, to substitute something or to add something. Somehow he convinced them to do it in a way where they wouldn't be basav v'chalav in order to be able to satisfy the kosher market. L'maisa, I forget exactly what his logic is, but Rav Hirsch Shechta Shlita, Rav Hirsch Shechta has a few chumras legabe these topics. Rav Hirsch Shechta famously, I think till today, I don't think he drinks regular milk. I don't think he drinks milk, not because of all the fads and the fashions of staying away from cow's milk because of the other milks that are considered healthier, almond milk, soy milk, but rather because of a shayla of tarfis, the way they used to treat the animals in order to make them, the animals that were used for milking, they used to do things to the animal's stomach, which would make them a treif, and chalf treif is aser. That was a separate issue Rav Shechta had, separate from this. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we can ask his son in Toronto, but I'm pretty sure that Rav Shechta refrains from milk till today because he holds that the milk of animals is treifus. I'm pretty sure that's his psak. But also, he also held that even by the guy with veal as well, and again, maybe the issue was the issue of tarfis, but he held by veal as well, even after Rabbi Ganek's successful endeavors with these veal farmers, he held that it's still going to be a problem to eat it. Interestingly, OU was primarily used to go with the psak of both Rebelsky's etzal, Rav Yaakov Rebelsky from Tevedas, and the psak of Rav Hirsch Shechter together, the other two Rabbanim, but for some reason, OU does give head to the veal, even though my understanding is Rav Hirsch Shechter himself would not also still refrain from eating veal. Okay, side topic. But the bottom line is, our Gemara is deflecting and saying, don't bring a raya from the Mishnah of Ashi, saying, don't retouch the Mishnah of Parah, don't bring me a raya from the Parah, Duma water is in the stomach of the animal, whether it gives a tumma or not, because the Tzadah doesn't give a tumma. It's not a raya that Mashka doesn't give a tumma. The reason why the Mashka doesn't give a tumma is because it's totally nispatel in the stomach of the animal that drank it. Okay, let's see Gemara further. Let's go a little quickly. Basically, Shimon, Aimim, Lechlin Tameim, Lekalim Tayim, that Rabbi Yisrael Shimon, we had said in the Braisa, they had discussed, this should be almost like a new two dots over here. They had said that Mashka makes Eichon Tamei, but Mashka does not make Kalim Tamei. Mashka makes Eichon Tamei, but it will not make Kalim Tamei. Amr Rabbi Archan, Rabbi Shalakash, Rabbi Yisi, Beshidus, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Amra. Rabbi Yisi, and the first point that, why are we saying Rabbi Yisi? Rabbi Kiva had five, he had 24,000 Talmidim, of course, famously. Unfortunately, right, we know what happened during Sfira. But Rabbi Kiva had five primary Talmidim that he reestablished Torah with. Amongst them were both Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Shimon. They both were Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva. So it's beautiful to say they both go to Shishu Rabbi Kiva. Over here, we'll focus more on Rabbi Yisi because the Jerusha we're going to say that Rabbi Yisi makes is similar to the Jerusha that Rabbi Kiva makes. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisi goes in the Shita of his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva. How so? Says Rish Lakish, to Darish Yitma Yitame. The Pasas Lash of Yitma, and he darshins the word Yitma to mean Yitame. Yitma means it gives off tumma. That's why Mashka gives off tumma to Eichlin. Don't tell me Mashka doesn't give off tumma to Pchal. It gives off tumma to Eichlin. Not to Kalim, but it gives off tumma to Eichlin. Why? Because he touched the word Yitma to mean Yitame, to give off tumma. Just like Rabbi Kiva makes the same drasha on that word. Different case, but the drasha of the word of Yitame, of Yitma to mean Yitame. Titran. Then we learned the Mishnah in Saita of Zion. Baibam Darish Rabbi Kiva on that day, Rabbi Kiva Darish. What's that day? That was the day that Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah took over as the Nasi instead of Ragamiel. Ragamiel had said only someone's Teich Kabari, come to the Spanish, only people upstanding through and through, honest and mystical people come to the Spanish. Bezariah said, no, let anyone who wants to come learn, let them all come learn. There was a big simcha that day when Bezariah took over, and a lot of Torah came out on the day. And one of the things that came out was the following. Any earthenware clean that fell into them, a sheretz. A sheretz fell into the kli cheres. Well, Allah says, we know a cheres, it's tummy from the avir. If the sheretz doesn't touch the kli cheres, but it goes in the airspace, it still creates tumma as long as it's from the inside. So what does the pasuk say? Yitma, lashon of yitma. Eina emer, tummy el yitma. The pasuk says, lashon of, doesn't say tummy, it's tummy, but it says yitma. We darshan that the food in that kli cheres is yitame. Achirim can make other things tummy. Li made, what does that teach me? Al kikur sheni. Let's think for a second. The sheretz is an avatumma. By being in the airspace of the kli, it makes the kli tummy. The kli becomes like the kli becomes like a rishon l'tuma, and the kli now makes the food that's inside it a sheni l'tuma. And we're saying massive chiddush. We haven't had this yet. We're in our fifth blot. We're more than halfway done. These sugyas v'chinis kalkanim. We're in our fifth blot already in this topic of tumah v'tara. Until now, we've had only shlishi by truma and behektish. Rabbi Kiva is introducing Shlishi mechulin. Limna kikasheni teaches us that a kikasheni can make shaisa shlishi mechulin. It makes a shlishi mechulin. And in the whole drush is from the lashon of yitma is darshit to me yitame. It gives up to me further the food in the kli that became tame via sheretz being in the avir. That food can make something further tame. It can make even a shlishi. V'achechin darish. Now, how does Rebbe darsh in similar yitma to yitame be us? Because the pasuk is v'chol mashka sheyishas b'chol kli yitma. Any mashka that can be drunk in a kli gives is yitma means it's tame. We darshin yitame. It's itami that it gives off tuma to eichlin. Atam itami tumas eichlin. Ainu itami tumas mashkin. Ask Gemara. Maybe it only is mitama other mashkin. Maybe came itami tumas eichlin. Amrit lekachaya says Gemara. No, I'll tell you lekachaya. That's not the way. That's not the way it works. Ask Gemara. My lekachaya. What do you mean? It's not the way it works. Amar Papa. The matzino tuma shay skates. But we find that normally it's easier for tuma to be mitama something not of the same species than of the same species. Meaning eichlin is faster mitama mashkin than it is mitama other eichlin. Similarly, Kalim is Matama faster, other is Matama Mashkin or Eichlin, faster is Matama other Kalim. So to here, Mashkin, if it's going to be Matama something else, we'd first rather say it's Matama something else, like Eichlin, over Mashkin itself. That's explanation number one. Ravina says explanation number two. From the Pasuk, it's clear that when we say Mashkin gives off Tumi, Yitami, it does mean other Mashkin, rather it means Eichlin. Why? Clear from the Pasuk. Why? Because the Pasuk says Yitami, Yitami, Tumas Mashkin. The Pasuk says that, where I should say, I stop him of the words. Megufa de koranami lamatz amrit yitma latama tumas mashkin. Don't tell me that the lashon of yitama means tumatama tumas mashkin, other mashkin. That can't be why. Isak that yitma de safe latama tumas mashkin, because the yitma of the safe is mitama tumas mashkin, yitma de reisha namitama tumas mashkin. That means the yitma of the reisha also is mitama tumas mashkin. And if that's the case, why the pasuk split the word yitma twice? Narvinu vilichtvinu. Why don't we write one pasuk? Mikol echo sheyachal sheyavay elav b'mayim. Yitma. Say the word yitma once about everything. Why did it say yitma in the ratio and in the save of the pasuk? It's all talking about tumas mashkin. Rather, treyim and lamli. Why have two yitmas? Yitma the ratio tama tumas mashkin. The yitma the ratio is talking about food becoming tamei, and that food is being mitama other things, namely mashkin. And the yitma the save is talking about mashkin becoming tamei, and what's being mitama other items, namely Eichlin. Yim the safe time to us Eichlin. Fact Gemara, so two lines quickly and then we'll stop. Vehemal time to us Kalim. Maybe the Mashka is being time something else, not Mashka, but maybe it's not the Mashka is being time even Kalim. Not Eichlin, maybe even Kalim. Says Gemara, Vlav Kavachemer. Nechitz Kavachemer. Ma Kli Shemitama Mashka, Emitama Kli, Madach the Kli itself. That became Tameh, that was Matama this Mashka. The Kli itself that gave Tumah to this Mashka. We're talking about a case where the Kli itself was Tameh. It gave Tumah to the Mashka. Yet the Kli will not be Matama another Kli. Mashka, Bamach was Kli, the Mashka that came via the Kli. Ain't a dinch, they Tameh as Kalim. Certainly should not be able to Matama other Kalim. Fectimara, no. Vehme Kli Matama Mashka, no Bamach was Kli. Still, I'll tell you right, maybe Mashka that became Tameh from a Kli, you're right. If the Kli can't be Matama another Kli, a Mashka that became Tameh via Kli cannot be Matama another Kli. Ava Mashka Bamach Sheretz. What if the Mashka touched the Sheretz itself directly? A Mashka that touches the Sheretz directly, maybe if a Sheretz touches Mashka, maybe that Mashka can yes be Matama Kli. Hachramit Matamo says Gemara, Mashka Bamach Sheretz, Miksivi. Is there ever a pasuk that mentioned directly machma a mashka that came directly in contact with the sheretz? No. The whole din of Tumas Mashka was saying is from the mashka that was matama from a kli, that was matama from a sheretz. That's the source. So, and how do you know that a mashka that came in direct contact with the sheretz also gives a tuma? That's from a kavachemer. Well, guess what? By kavachemer we say dayel of meredin leskenadin. Since the source was a case of mashka that came from a kli that came from a sheretz, we're not going to have a mashka that came direct from a sheretz be any more chumer because we have a din of daye. Top of a maze says Gemara. V'la makav chaymer kasi u'ma mashkin abba machbas kli mitam mashkin abba machbas sheretz leikol shkein daye lev min adin liyaz kenadin. We have a din of daye. The din of daye tells me that when mashkin comes from a kli, it's betama, but it's not betama. Only, it's only time other things, not a kli. So to mashka that comes directly from the sheretz cannot be time other things, only a kli, because of the power of daye, love, menadin, liyaz kenadin. We'll pause over here and pick a fair tomorrow, Hashem. Again, we still have another 2.5 blah on this topic of tuma, but tuma's mashkin, we're going to have another blah and change before we move on to the next, so the rest of this stuff, till we move on to the next topic.